Okay, Od Yosef Chai, Parsha Shemot, Unuvae Inyanam, to explain this concept. Ki hine, Kadosh nitbae bezoa Kadosh, Shumiloshen Kodesh Vav. Okay, so Kadosh, the Zohar says it's Kodesh Vav. Shebetchila ole od Vav, in the beginning comes up the letter Vav. Right? Shehu Hatiferet, that represents Midas Hatiferet, the Midah of beauty, the Midah of Emes, Yaakov Avinu. B'chochma Hanikra Kodesh. So the Midah of Tiferet appears in this Midah of Chochma, which is called Kodesh. Yeah? Right? Tchila, remember you said last week, Tchila, the beginning of something is Kedusha, is Chochma. Right? Reish is Chochma. So it says, "V'naase kadosh," and it becomes kadosh. V'chakach kodesh ha'elyon, the above level of kedusha, mitpashet is ad hatiferet. I.e., it comes from kedusha, which is the chokhma. This kedusha, which is Kedushas Elyon, the high level of Kedusha, starts off in Chochma, and it is Mitpashen, it goes down to this level of it spreads out to this level of Tiferes, right? Hanikra Vav, which is called Vav, that's what means Kadosh Vav. V'naase Kadosh, and Vav itself, the Midah Tiferet itself becomes Kadosh. Not understanding it, we're just explaining what he was saying. V'chachach mitpashet gam ayid al yesod. Then it goes to midas hayesod. Shabo, that's in midas hatiferet, right? V'nase kadosh shlishi, and it becomes kadosh shlishi, right? Okay, so you know what we're talking about here, yeah? So why there's these three kadosh? V'ine, in the kedusha that we're saying kadosh 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 Hashem tzvakot. V'ine. The Kadosh HaShlishi, in the third Kadosh, right? Shehu B'Yesod, that's in Midas HaYesod, Midas of Yosef, right? Anachnu Mechabrim Imo, we connect with it, Et HaNetzach V'HaHod, right? We connect with it, Midas HaNetzach, which is Midah of Moshe, and Midas HaHod, which is Midah of Aaron, right? V'zehu Hashem Tzvakot. And that's what it means, Hashem Tzvakot. That represented Midas Netzach and Hod. So he's explained. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. That's Kadosh is B'chochma. It's Mitpashet, the second Kadosh, the Tiferet. V'kadosh HaShlishi is Yesod. Hashem Tzvakot is B'chinas Hod, Netzach V'Hod. Right? So. V'hinei. Misham mitpashet al hamalchus. Then it goes to midas hamalchus. V'zehu melo kol haaretz kvodo. Right? Then we say melo kol haaretz kvodo. That represents malchus. Shu kvod vav kvodo. Right? Kvod vav. That's the covered of vav. What is the covered of vav? Vav, remember, represents tiferet. That means the gilui, the revelation of Tiferes, of Midah Tiferes, is in Malchus, and when it's mitgale there, it brings covered to Malchus. Yeah? Clear? So now let's explain what this is doing. What are we doing when we're doing this? We're saying Kedusha, right? This is Kedusha. This is Bechinas. We're still in Bria, right? We're in Bria. Olam HaBria, we're still in Olam HaBria. Till we get to Shemona Esrei, then we're in Atzilus, right? We said that about that. We generally explained the different levels, right? So now, when we're saying Kedusha, what are we saying? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. This is what the Malachim say. We're in the Olam of the Malachim, and we're saying what the Malachim say, right? This is the praise the Malachim say. So you explain it. What's this praise? The first Kadosh, first level of Kedusha is Chochma, right? What does Chochma represent? Chochma is your mind, your brain, right? Kedusha, the first Kedusha is in thought. A person can only be kadosh, and that's where you have to start. That's where the avoda starts. The avoda starts in your thinking. Like Chazal say, to say a simple thing, right? We say kadoshim to you. So Rashi says, you prushim in arayas. You separate yourself from the arayas. We spoke about this last week, right? Separate yourself from the arayas. Where does that kadusha start? It starts in your thinking. What a person thinks, a person is maharher b'yom, right? He's pogim in his yesod at night, right? When shovavim now, right? Pogim in your yesod, you know what I'm talking about. Pogim in your yesod, right? The person thinks bad thoughts. Certain things happen to him at night. So the beginning of kadusha starts in your chokhmah, in your thinking. That you have, your mind is taho. Your mind is separate, right? Taho means clear. What does clear mean? Tiher yom, clear in what sense? Clear of other thoughts, clear of things which impurify your mind, separate your mind from connecting with your Creator, right? A malach is complete clarity. He sees the Kadosh Baruch Hu very clearly. So he's saying the praise, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So the first level of Kedusha is that clarity you have with your Creator, right? So you're saying the first Kadosh. You with me? You have that level of clarity. The second level of clarity is when that's mitpashet to your Tiferes. What's your Tiferes? What's beauty? What does beauty represent? Beauty is your goof. When your goof, right, is an expression of that thought which has that clarity, that's Tiferes, that's Midas Emes. That's why Tiferes is called Emes. Emes is when Sheker, all Sheker is when something is satum, something is hidden. When you, if like statistics, right? Statistics, example, what statistics? Statistics not true, but all statistics are used to show you a product, to say, you know, we won this, or we did this, right? It's all Sheker. Why is it Sheker? Because when you say something about a product and you say, this is very good for this, and you extend what it is, even if you're saying the truth, but you tend to forget the bad things that it has, you see only a partial picture, that's Sheker. Tiferes is when there's a balance, right? When there's a proper balance in the world. That's Tiferes. Beauty is when there's a balance to the world. When you see something beautiful, you'll see an order. And even if there's a disorder, the combination of that disorder produces some sort of balance, right? Understand? An ugly person is someone who has a big nose, or one eye smaller than the other. There's no balance, right? They did a survey that people who are more beautiful, the people who like they put a mirror image of themselves, right? There's symmetry. You understand? There's mit matka, let's call it Chazal. There's a weight, a proper weight of chesed and din that brings to Ferris. You understand? That's beauty. So now, when your chokhmah, when that clarity is mitpashet to your goof, and your goof is behaving with that chokhmah, that's beauty. Now, where does that have to mitpashet? That's mitpashet. And why is it called vav? Why is it referred to vav? Vav is called vav achibu. Vav is the thing which connects two words. This, v, and this. Yeah, it's vav achibu. The connection of chokhmah to your goof, that's beauty. That you're living al pi chokhmah. Then the yesod, right? What's yesod? Why is kedusha? Because like I said, kedushim to you. So you prushim in our eyes. Shmiras ha yesod. The yesod is we have in two places you have a yesod. You have in your mouth, and you have down there, in the thing that you connect with. That has to be kedusha. That has to be only connecting to divrei Torah, only connecting to dvarim that are proper to be connecting with. When that's connected properly, so your chokhmah is mitpashet to your tiferet, mitpashet to your yesod, you're living in all those realms the correct way. Then you can say kadosh, kadosh, kashosh, hatzem tzvakot. What's hatzem tzvakot? Your aglaim, your legs, are your netzach and your hod. Then David HaMelech, who's malchus, right? He said his legs were taken to the base of Medrash. What do you mean his legs were taken to the base of Medrash? Your legs, you walk automatically. Your hands, you move. Your legs, you don't actively move them. Your legs, when you start walking, it's not like when you're riding, you actively move your hand. Right? When you're walking, Your legs walk, you're not thinking about your walking. There's not many things you do with your leg unless you play football. There's not a lot of things, I mean, English football. There's not a lot of things you do with your legs, right? That you actively have to do them, right? It's not. It's like an automatic thing. You want to run to play, so your legs move. You don't even think about moving which the right could go before the left, right? It's like automatic. So that concept is when you get to that level that you mekadesh your yisod, it's automatic. It's automatic. Hashem tzvakot. What's Hashem tzvakot? Right. That midah is the midah of Hashem tzvakot is from this concept of netzach v'har. It's a concept that it's your kedusha is habitual. That it's in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the world. Tzvakot also represents like a multitude. Yeah. There's a multitude of people doing Hashem's will. And when there's a multitude of people doing that as well, it's like automatic, it's like it's natural, then you shav meloka aretz kvodim. You come to the highest level, is David HaMelech, which is Malchus, which is meloka aretz kvodim. It's clear a Kodesh Baruch Hu's covered in the world because you have all these people living with Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakot. Then Mimela Meloka Aretz Kvodim. That's the level you're in when you're saying this. When you're saying those words, you're there. You understand what I'm saying? That's who you have to be in order to say those words. Okay. We're very far from that. But okay. We can pretend we're there, but that's what it means. You understand? He's explaining what it means. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Now we go weiter. V'achar kach anu mamshichim la b'chinet bracha mi bina debriya. First we were in Chochmah, now we're in bina debriya. Right? Because all of what we were doing here was in Chochmah. Are we going to Malchus of Chochmah? Now we're going to bina. Right? V'achach anu mamshichim la, this Kedusha, we're mamshichit to the lower worlds. So what, you understand what we're doing? We're bringing this Kedusha to the whole of Briya. We're going to different levels. So in terms of ourselves, this is coming to a different level in terms of self. Okay. The Bria. V'zeu Baruch Kvod Hashem. That's the next thing we say. Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo. So this is Baruch Kvod Hashem. Blessed be the honor of Hashem. He Bina. That's Bina. So Bina represents the Kvod of Hashem. Kvod Ila'a. It's the higher covered. Because what's Kvod Tata? What's the Kvod Tata, the lower covered? Where's the lower covered? That's in Malchus. Meloka Aretz Kvodo. Right? Kvod Vav. I didn't explain what Kvod Vav is. Kvod Vav is, that's the covered of Tiferes. When Tiferes is mitpashet to the Raglayim, to the lower level, that even your Raglayim and Mamshechut to the base of Medrash, that's Kvod Vav. That's the Kvod of Tiferes. It becomes not only in the higher, in the realm of your lev, of your feelings, it's in your actual maisa, in your actions, that you habituate and you megale God's how you say, rotten in the world. So now we're saying, now we're in bina, which is kavod ila, right? It's also hey ila, kvod tata is malchus. We said mim komo. So we're saying baruch kvod Hashem. Mim komo. What's mim komo? Shehu ha-malchus. This is malchus of bina again, right? V'chulei. V'achar kach anu mamshichim la min hadas. Zehu yimloch Hashem le'olam. Right? That's here. Yimloch Hashem le'olam. So now, what we're doing is, this kedusha which started in Chochmah, we're bringing it down to bina. And from Bina, we're bringing it down to Malchus of Bina, which is Mim Komo. Why is Mim Komo Malchus? His place. Bina is Baruch Kvod Hashem, right? What's Kvod Ila? Why is Bina Kvod Ila? What's Bina? What's Kvod? What's Kvod? Kvod means what's Kvod? No. Kvod means weight. We're talking about Kvod of Hashem. So why is Bina Kvod? What is Bina Kavod? Bina, we say Bina's Halev. Right? Lev can also be Malchus, right? The expression of someone's feelings, the expression of what someone does, right? If he does a proper thing, the place for that is in Bina. For example, when a person does an act of Chesed, right? A person does an act of kavod, an act when you're giving. How do you give kavod? What's kavod? When you give weight to a person. Yeah? What is when you give weight to a person? We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mim komo. A person has a place. A person has a place. He's respected for his place. You understand? That's malchus. He's respected for his place. You give a person a place. He has a place. For example, there's a simple case. You respect someone, that means you respect his place. You respect what he represents. Yeah? What midah is it to respect where a person represents, what he is, to give makom to him, to give him place? That's what we're doing. We're giving God kiviyachol, we're giving God makomo. Baruch Shem Kvod Mim Komo. That means there's a respect to his place. You understand? When you give respect to a person to his place, what does that mean? You're giving kavod. Normally, we give only ourselves kavod. We only have weight to ourselves. We see the whole world as just us. We are Makomo Shel Olam, right? Kiviyachol Chas V'Shalom, right? When you give someone else place, you're giving him respect. That's lower respect. Where does that start with? Where does it start? How does Bina start? Why is Bina the makor for kavod? Why is Bina that's the makor, the source for kavod? Kavod, we say like this. We say, "Vahavta l'ra'echa kamocha." You should love your neighbor as yourself, right? Yeah? A person, so the Rambam says, what do you mean, "Vahavta l'ra'echa kamocha"? What does it mean? Says, "Lachus al mamono," to care about his property. "Shabcho bedvarim," to praise him with words. What does it mean to praise a person? That's lava. Ava means, right? According to the Rambam, after Rachmocha, it means to give a person his place, to be respecting, to give him that respect. It's very hard for a person to respect other people unless he has respect for himself, right? So kavod has to come from kavod atzmi. The Gemara says, "Ein kavod ela Torah," right? Torah is the shorish of kavod, right? So why is that related to bina? I thought that would be related more to chachma. So there's two forms of Torah. There's Sinai and Ocha Horim. Sinai is Chochmah. Sinai is the building blocks. Everything I see, you see it from Sinai. Bina is taking those building blocks and building them to something. That's the kavod of the Torah. That's the kavod of the Torah. When you have the Torah, if you see Chumash, you see the building blocks. There's not enough kavod in that Torah. That's what Moshe gave to us. When with that Torah you build Torah Shebal Peh, and you see what those means and the diukim and what you build with that Torah, that gives kavod to the Torah. You understand? That means the ability to use that in a certain way gives kavod. What's that phrase? Bina is the vehicle through which we take that Torah and we build it. Bina, we build it in our lives. We use that Torah and we're creative with it in our lives. That gives kavod. That's when the Torah has its kavod. You with me? That's kvod ilah. That's our highest level of kavod. I use our intuition, our imagination, our creativity. That's in bina. To take that which we know and to apply it in a creative way in our lives. And then when we do that, what's the final kavod? The kavod in mim komo, right? When we can see another person, we can be creative enough to see another person in terms of our relationship. We see another person and we use what we understand of that person and we understand ourselves. We see what is good in ourselves, the creativity, the goodness in ourselves. And we use our intuition to see another person, see his creativity, see what's special about him. That's giving him his place. That's done with midas bina. Bina brings on, you're sensitive because you notice from yourself, you notice other people. When you're sensitive about who you are, you can also be sensitive about other people. that intuition that you have another person, and respect when you see where he's coming from, why he's behaving in a certain way, who he is, and even the ra, chas v'shalom, that you see that he might have, you see that it doesn't come from a bad place, it's just a shell. You're giving the person a place. That's the midah of kavod. Midah of kavod is the ability to somehow separate from yourself and your looking itself to, instead of looking yourself, to look at another person and give him place. And when you can do that, that's midas abina. That's a midas of malchus. You got to the malchus abina, you gave a person his place. You understand? I'm not sure if I explained that so well. And now das. Das is the midah of chibu. Ein kishu el das. It's a midah of connecting, right? It's related to bina, because bina is also the midah which connects bina salev, but the actual pulling in, pulling down of a chokhmah and bina, that occurs in das, right? And when a person lives with his chokhmah and bina, with his rationale and his intuitive, and he brings it down, that's called das. And when you have das, then you have malchus. That's a real gilui of malchus. So then we can say yimloch, right? Then we can say yimloch Hashem, right? Le'olam. Then it makes sense to say the Kodesh Baruch Hu is molech le'olam. That's a hashlemus of malchus. Okay, that's basically it. Completion of malchus.